This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been an indictment of an Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network after they were charged in Manhattan, New York, with plotting to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York to Iran. The indictment alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. Victims were also targeted in the United Arab Emirates. According to authorities, the identities of the alleged victims were not disclosed. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In all but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported the case numbers have gone up over the past 2 weeks. At the same time, parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance, while the highly contagious mutant version of the coronavirus that was first detected in India is accounting for an even larger share of infections. The death toll climbed to 72 from rioting in South Africa Tuesday, with many people trampled to death during the looting at stores as police and military fired stun guns and rubber bullets to try to halt the unrest set off by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. More than 1,200 people have been arrested in the lawlessness that has raged in poor areas of two provinces where a community radio station was ransacked and forced off the air Tuesday. This is VOA News. The death toll from a fire that swept through a hospital coronavirus ward climbed to 92 on Tuesday. Iraq's state news agency reported this as anguished relatives buried their loved ones and lashed out at the government over the country's second such disaster in less than 3 months. Health officials said scores of others were injured in the blaze that erupted Monday at the Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in Nasiriyah. The tragedy cast a spotlight on what many have decried as widespread negligence and mismanagement in Iraq's hospitals after decades of war, as well as sanctions. Australia's largest city will remain in lockdown for at least another 2 weeks due to the continuing spread of COVID-19. Sydney's 5 million people will remain locked down until at least July 30th, 2 weeks longer than planned. New South Wales State Premier Gladys told reporters on Wednesday. The extension comes after 97 new infections were reported on Wednesday alone within a 24-hour period, including 24 who had been infectious in the community. The president of Guatemala has banned most protests for 2 weeks, arguing that they have been spreading the coronavirus. President Alejandro Giammattei's cabinet approved the decree Tuesday, and it will go into effect Wednesday. Protesters have demanded his resignation in recent weeks, saying the government mismanaged the coronavirus pandemic and botched efforts to get vaccines. There have been delays in shipments of Russia's Sputnik vaccine, even though Guatemala paid half up front. It is the latest of more than a dozen decrees Giammattei has issued to temporarily limit constitutional rights, and even the vice president, Guillermo Castillo, says enough is enough. Thousands of demonstrations and demonstrators marched in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro Tuesday, demanding President Jair Bolsonaro resign over corruption charges and what they say is a mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prosecutors placed placards with corruption and genocide written on them as they rallied in downtown Sao Paulo. In Rio, small clashes broke out between police and some demonstrators, leading to tear gas being fired to disperse the crowds. Bolsonaro is under increasing pressure from sagging poll numbers in an aggressive Senate investigation over corruption charges related to the purchase of vaccines. More at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.